Hello, I want to welcome you to Relentless Pursuits Podcast. My name is Shawn Clay Brooks and I am the host. Today, I wanted to just talk a little bit about something that I know we are all familiar with. And I love to always start my sessions out by asking a question, because for me, that's promote some self-assessment, just some time for you to take a moment and look within and see, you know, how well you're doing. In order to experience change of any kind, you have to first identify where you are in any process. So the question I want to ask today, or the several questions I would like to pose to you, one is, how quick can you modify or respond appropriately to changing conditions or circumstances? How flexible are you? How about your faith? Do you have flexible faith? You know, many people are miserable. They're in a state of misery. They're always frustrated, and they're always stressed out. And it's not because they don't have faith necessarily. Sometimes they do have faith, but they don't know how to work their faith appropriately. And they don't know how to deal with circumstances. You know, we all can attest to the last year and a half, 2 years, change has just been unavoidable. We have experienced changes that were unexpected. No one saw some of the changes that were coming. And some of those changes were good. You know, some of the changes seemed to be bad in the beginning, but they resulted in some good things. I don't know about you, but in my life, it resulted in some good. But what I want to talk about today is you being flexible and why that's so important. You know, being flexible gives way to greater creativity in your life and greater peace. Sometimes, you know, you can be going along in life and then something happens unexpectedly. And maybe the plans you had for your life and where you had your faith placed at, things are just going a little different direction than you had expected. Well, guess what? It's okay. It was unexpected to you, but it wasn't unexpected to God. He knew you would be right where you are today. He knew you would be facing the situation you are in, that circumstance, in that condition. And there's always, he always has a way for you, a way of escape for you to make it through anything. So what I wanted to talk about was being flexible, the importance of being flexible. You know, there are benefits to being flexible. You know, I had looked up flexibility and the benefits when it comes to exercise. When you think of flexibility, you think of exercising, the ability to stretch your body. And, you know, being flexible, some of the benefits is it fewer injuries are caused. You can experience less pain, improve posture and balance. Your state of mind, you experience a positive state of mind from being flexible. And also, you experience greater strength and greater performance. Now let's compare these things to our spiritual lives. You know, so many times people, you know, they say they're in faith and things don't go the way they think they should at the time they think they should. They what? They get injured. They feel like they're hurt. They're hurt. God didn't do what he said. Things didn't work out for me. When necessarily it's not that you didn't have faith, and it's not that he didn't work out situations on your behalf. You just did not understand how to be flexible, you know. And flexible, the definition of being flexible is being able to modify or respond appropriately to changing conditions or circumstances. So we know every day situations change, circumstances change. If you're not able to modify or respond appropriately, quickly, in some cases, you will not experience the victory that's there for you to experience. We said less pain is a benefit of being flexible. less pain spiritually, right? You won't receive so much hurt and heartache and frustration in your relationships with your family members, or just in relationships general, if you learn to be flexible and understand how to move, how to bend in different seasons, how to function in different seasons of your life. We know that there are seasons in relationships, there are seasons on your job, there are seasons even in the ministry. You go through seasons and times, things change and things shift, and we want those things to occur. It's very healthy for change to occur. It's healthy for flexibility. It's healthy for you to make a shift in your life. But in order to experience what is in that change, you have to be flexible. What about it said flexibility, a benefit of being flexible is improved posture and balance. So many times if you're not flexible spiritually, if we look at it from a spiritual standpoint, if you're not flexible, you don't have balance. And we know that in life, you have to have balance. I did a series on boundaries here on Relentless Pursuits podcast. I did boundaries session 1, 2, and 3. And when you're not flexible in life and you don't move around with flexibility, you're rigid. And you can miss out on a lot in life when you're so rigid. Here's one. We said a positive state of mind. You know, it's terrible to walk around frustrated. And when you're not flexible and you're so rigid, it affects your state of mind. It affects your peace. Your peace is often lost easily and quickly because you're not flexible. Here's one, greater strength and greater performance. You know, you just perform better when you have a flexible state of mind, when your faith is flexible, when you know that when you encounter situations that you did not expect or that you did not anticipate, instead of getting all flustered, you know, you become flexible. You say, okay, what can I do to make it through this situation? Maybe there'll be some things you have to adjust and change in your life in order to be flexible in your situation. So I want you to encourage you today to, instead of being so frustrated and being so rigid, I want to encourage you to be flexible. Just be open to different ways of doing things, new ways of doing things. Because when you're open to the new way of doing things, you often find out not only is it just a new way, sometimes you find out there's a better way that you never saw before. Flexibility, there's a blessing in flexibility. And today I want to encourage you, no matter what the situation is, no matter the circumstance, things may be changing. You may have had something all written out, your plan written out, how your life was going to go, how your business was going to function, how your ministry was going to go. And then, you know, COVID occurred, right? COVID-19 came. You had to be flexible to make it through this time period. And I want to encourage you to take the flexibility that you gained during this season and learn during this season and continue to apply it to every area of your life. Because you know what? In life, you're going to have an opportunity to come up against things that you did not expect. And so being flexible is important. I want to leave you with Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. It says, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and facing hunger, facing abundance and facing need. Somebody say flexibility. He said, I've learned how to be flexible. I've learned how to adjust myself to the circumstances that I find myself in. And I can do all things. This verse is there. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. One of those things that you can do is be flexible. You have to say, I am flexible. I can be flexible. I can adjust. I can modify quickly and respond appropriately to changing conditions and circumstances. Have a blessed day. And remember, in your flexibility and you being flexible, there is some creativity, and you're going to discover some things that you never knew about yourself. You're going to discover better ways of doing things. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.